Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Bushman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for each life path number for the new moon that's coming up on November 13th, 2023. This, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like me to go through your personal numerology or your own personal forecast, I would love to do that. Just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Now, for this new moon, by the time this comes around, we'll be well beyond eclipse season. Still probably feeling the effects of the eclipse season because they do kind of take some time, 6 months to a year, to fully unfold the storylines. But we should be out of the heat of it. I'm actually recording this on the eclipse, so but by the time this new moon comes around, we should have clear insights of what's unfolding because of those eclipses, or what was closed out and what could be coming in. So let's take a look at this new moon and see what this could be bringing in for us. Life path 11-2. So for you all, you are working with the energy of the six at this new moon, and you're also working with Raven energy. So let's talk about Raven first. So Raven is actually very much associated with this new moon, because we've got the new moon is happening in Scorpio. It's also a 13-4 cycle. So there's a lot here about death, transformation, rebirth, and sort of creating something from nothing, or something better from something that wasn't, you know, something beautiful from something not so beautiful, right? Or manifesting something from the depths of your inner being type thing. And so with Raven energy coming through, there's definitely something here about alchemy, manifestation, and intent and willpower. So with manifestation, the way that I sort of see it is, you know, we can say I want X, Y, and Z, but when we do that, we're strictly coming from the place of ego. And sometimes ego doesn't think very with a wide scope. And so what we're calling in can often be much smaller and less than what we actually deserve or what we're ready for. So when we're truly talking about manifestation is about having an inspiration or an idea, and then putting in the effort to, you know, create that, or you know, bring that in, or prepare yourself to be ready for when it presents itself to you, right? So if we're manifesting from ego, then of course we'll be ready for whatever that is when it comes in, or we think we are. But if we manifest from the soul, right, then what's coming in for us is what we're actually ready for and what we deserve. But oftentimes it's much bigger than what we can wrap our head around. And we usually will self-sabotage and say no to it, or we won't recognize it because it looks different than what ego had wanted it to be. So my point is with this strong manifestation energy of Raven, have the inspiration, start to build towards that inspiration, to call it in, to bring it in, to build it, and then turn it over to the universe to then receive whatever the universe or your soul knows you are ready for. And when that arrives at your doorstep, you know, between the time that you send out that manifestation and the time that it arrives at your doorstep, your job is to work on yourself to be ready to say yes to whatever that is, no matter how big it is. Because that's where we trip ourselves up, is when something arrives at our door that we've, you know, been asking for, but it looks different than what we thought it was going to look like, and then we say no to it. So you just want to be sure that you're ready to say yes to whatever arrives, you know, under this new moon and with Raven, that your soul knows you're ready for, but that your ego might be not quite there yet. So the key is to say yes to it if your heart's in it and if you feel called to it, even if it scares you a little bit. The other thing with Raven is just the reminder that you are the magician. You create your experience. Like, yes, life will serve you up lots to work with, but it's ultimately what you choose to do with it that makes the difference. So the question becomes, what are you going to do with it? So ultimately, you are the magician in your journey. So create what it is that you want to experience. And be prepared to say yes to what your soul knows you're ready for, even if you don't feel ready for it. And then with willpower and intent, you know, just stick with it. Continue to, you know, move through whatever you have to move through to get to the other side of whatever this is. And then also trust, right? Once you send it out to the universe, once you've done your part, once you've put in the effort, then it's up to the universe, your higher consciousness, your soul to produce whatever it is and deliver. And it will. Maybe not on your timeline, but it will. So be prepared for that when it does arrive, knowing that it might be in a different packaging than what you had asked for. With the six energy, this is a little bit of a shift here, shift in gears. The six energy brings the focus to the home. So there's something here that you're being asked to take a closer look at that has to do with the home or the people in it, right? So your connections and experiences within the home. So you could see people moving in, people moving out. You could be adopting a pet at this time. You could be having a baby, or you could be, starting that planning process. You could have children who are going off to college, et cetera, et cetera. So some kind of potential change or focus on the home. The other thing is you could see some kind of finance shift to do with the home as well. So this could also include like buying or selling a home, moving and changing locations, like changing your community. It could also include like finding your pack, so to speak. So if you've been sort of don't really have a lot of connections, this could be a time where very soul aligned connections come in for you at this time, that it, you can feel that support, right? You can feel like you have that level of support. So that can be incredibly beautiful as well. This can also bring in divine counterparts, soul contracts. It doesn't have to be romantic, but it can be. So that's very possible as well. And also, opportunities to explore how you love, how you show up to love, and how you receive love. Six is the vibration of love. So there's always some kind of element there when we move through a six cycle that's asking us to take a closer look at that. Empathy, compassion as well, not only towards ourselves, but towards others. And also, again, grace, right? Which is along that same vein, but having grace for self and grace for others as we move through whatever it is that we're moving through. So there's definitely something here to potentially have deeper, more heartfelt conversations with others to truly hear and understand what it is that they need, as you also share what it is that you need, and having space, grace, and compassion through that process. So beautiful energies at this time. And also with the new moon being in Scorpio and a cycle of 13-4 collectively, there's a lot here for deep healing as well, or regeneration, right? So it is very possible for you all that there will be themes of deep healing, shadow work, or regeneration, renewal, seeing things in a different light when it comes to things or themes around the house, right? Around your home or your castle, so to speak. So, and also how we love and how we show up to love and receive love. So big energy, 11s. I hope it's wonderful. Take care. Bye for now.